Hi guys, welcome to the Taroscopes for May of 2024. I'm in my new home and workspace, so this is going to be our background moving forward, and I'm happy to be doing this reading in Atlanta, Georgia, so we're in a new energy. I would like to start with the reading for the collective as always, and then I'll pull a card of the year for Taurus. Since we are in Taurus season, I'll pull the scope for May for Taurus and then follow the rest of the zodiac in order. You are welcome to listen for your sun sign, which is your identity, probably what you're most familiar with. You can listen through the lens of emotion if you want to listen to your moon sign, and then also your rising sign is sort of how the world perceives you, or the mask that you wear, the way that you present yourself. So if you want to listen through the lens of your rising sign, you're welcome to do that as well. So first, let's start with the reading for the collective. All right. We have the Tower card, the Moon card, and then the Knight of Wands for our collective reading. This is sort of an intense collective reading, and it makes me really curious what is in store for us globally and as a nation at the very least with this Tower card and then this Moon card side by side. To me, this means that there's going to be some sort of jarring collective happening, something that seems unexpected, out of the blue, that's really going to shake people up in a profound way. Specifically, it might shake us up in our psyche. So like the way that we see things or think about things, or actually it could bring forward some of the things that have been hidden in the shadows to light. That seems very jarring and sort of shaking some people awake. It could also be something that is very sort of like intense regarding systems and structures that are going to get reshuffled. But regardless, it feels kind of like an intense energy, and it's going to hit the collective in a psychological way probably. And it's showing me here with this Knight of Wands, sort of the way through this is not to lean back. It's to take action. It's to align with your passions, your spirituality, your beliefs, what you hold dear, and respond and take action. And so sometimes these knights are really interesting because they don't think about things before they leap. But that's kind of what we might be asked to do, is to respond in kind to whatever it is that is happening. So I'm very curious to see how that shakes out. It's very interesting that it seems like a auspicious, intense sort of coalescing of events that have yet to be determined. And so it'll be interesting to reflect back and see what it is that's going on. All right. So let's pull the card of the year for our Taurus friends, since we're in Taurus season. All right, the card of the year for Taurus is the Magician, which is such an awesome card for our Taurus friends. I always celebrate Taurus because there's so many loved ones in my life that are Tauruses. What I like to point out with the Magician card always is this Roman numeral one, which as we can see it is an eye. So the Magician is about the eye. It's about actually creating from a place of personal power in a way that asserts what you want out into the world. So this is a big year for Taurus to create and manifest everything that they've wanted. It's showing that you have all of the tools. You can see the Magician has all of the tools to be able to actualize whatever the potential is that they have in mind. It's a time of powerful recognition of what works for you, and the recommendation for the year is to be selfish, and not selfish in a negative way, but prioritize the self and what is best for you, and not overlook or put ahead of, you know, others' needs and ahead of yourself. And because it is when you can actualize yourself and you can be in alignment with your goals and what makes you feel good, then you are more accessible to others and you can be more generous. If you've been living a life that does not feel like it's in alignment, this is the year to refresh, to reboot, and to make those changes. Okay, great. Let's see what we've got in the cards for the year, or sorry, for the month for Taurus. Okay. All right. So as you guys are working towards building something new, we have some advice. This month, we have the Hierophant, we have the Seven of Pentacles, and we have this beautiful Four of Cups. So the Hierophant is also related to Taurus energy. So that's a really you know, auspicious and perfect card to pull. But it's saying as you start to rebuild this life for yourself and you're able to manifest whatever you want, it's really important to have structure, rituals, routines that make you feel good and balanced and stable. It's time to double down on your spiritual practices, double down on therapy, double down on any self-help tools that create a framework for you. Because if you're starting from scratch, sometimes it feels loosey-goosey and it shows that you will get further faster if you have certain habits and routines that are positive in place. Now, we're also seeing here with the Seven of Pentacles, two things I have to say about that. Number one, it's time to be patient with yourself. So just because you're in this building phase and you are in this creation phase doesn't mean that things are going to change overnight. That is the card of the year, is you have 12 months to make this come to fruition. So it's saying be patient and analyze and reevaluate along the way. Take a look at where you are, where you want to go, plot out the path. But it's also saying it's really wise to make investments this year. And I think the investments are going to be in yourself. But when you make investments, they don't pay off right away. So keep making these investments and these deposits in yourself and your goals and your dreams. Do not cut bait too soon. Keep working at it, keep investing, and it will pay off over time. It's also saying you have to be very discriminating with where you invest your emotional energy. It's showing here that you might have to say no to things, no to different random relationships or socialization opportunities or whatever. It's be discerning with your emotional energy. Again, we really want you to be recycling and sort of pulling in that energy to yourself and not necessarily spreading it around right now. And so it's okay if you want to hermit up a little bit or just really say no to certain things that feel like it's an imbalanced expenditure. All right. Next, we will go into Gemini. All right. Things are moving for Geminis. All right, Geminis. Okay. So we have this Eight of Wands, then we have this Five of Cups, and then this Five of Swords. So this is an intense month for Geminis, and I can't help but to remember the reading for the collective with that abrupt shift or change of the Tower card. The Eight of Wands is also an indicator of like a shift, a change, things moving really quickly. And so I would just be ready for change. I would be ready to surrender for the Gemini friends and just be kind of ready to go with the flow. It's showing that these changes might be hard to process at first. It's showing emotionally it might be hard to process and let go of certain things. There's an energy of grief and catharsis to like letting go. And then it's also saying with this Five of Swords, sometimes there's a little bit of self-judgment, or sometimes it's like mentally hard to wrap your head around change, and it might feel really mentally tough to accept these changes. Just allow yourself to be where you are. With the five energy, so if you think about like a path, the first step is a one, the end is a 10, the five is just in the middle. So if you're still grieving and sad and having a hard time, you're not at the end yet. The end is where the fulfillment comes. You're just right in the middle of the process. That kind of might have been whipped right into the middle of the process. So just wait it out. Keep moving through. Know this is just a period of time and you're only at the halfway point and there's way more to go. And at the end of the rainbow, there's that pot of gold. Okay, let's see what's going on for Cancers. All right, Cancers, what do we got going on here? All right, we've got the Five of Wands, we have the Ten of Pentacles, and we have the Emperor. This is really fun. So we've got some good things going for Cancers. I want to focus on the Ten of Pentacles and the Emperor first and foremost. I love this Ten of Pentacles because it's showing this energy of abundance and feeling good and feeling fulfilled. Maybe there is an increase in worth, like self-worth and how you feel about yourself. There could be an increase of physical vitality or actual cash money. You're really stepping into this Emperor energy. This is building your empire. This is allowing yourself to build a life that feels stable, that feels consistent, that has a legacy, that has, you know, something bigger to think about, where you're able to actually take care of other people around you and feel really content in that. You might start off the month, though, a little bit rocky. With this Five of Wands, there might be a lot of competing energies. You might feel like you need to jockey for position to get where you want to go and get anchored in. But once you do, I think you start to realize that comparison doesn't serve you, that there's no competition that's actually going on except for you on you. Then you settle into that feeling of worth and building and feeling really proud about what you have and where you're going. All right, next we'll go to Leo. Please be clear for Leos. All right, Leos, this is a really interesting read. We've got the Lover's card, and then we have the King. Sorry, the Queen was first, but the Queen and King of Pentacles. What's really cool about this is the Lover's card is about harmonizing energies within yourself. And then the King and Queen of Pentacles are the masculine and feminine energies of the Pentacles realm, which is your physical reality, work, your environment, your body, your bank account, all of those sorts of things. So what I would say is that we're going to hyper-focus this month on your physical reality. So all of those things that I've mentioned, your environment, your work, your body, your health, your well-being, but it's asking you to balance that in both the masculine and feminine aspects that we hold within ourselves. So the Queen of Pentacles is asking you to be nurturing, to build an environment that feels good, to take care of your body gently, to like do the gentle work that it takes to make yourself feel good. And at the same time, we're looking for the King of Pentacles, which has the discipline, which has the drive, which has the ability to create sustainability towards the future. There's like a balance between discipline and devotion when it comes to what you're building, when it comes to your body, when it comes to your environments and all of those things. So how can you find that sweet spot where you're not driving too hard, but then you're also not leaning back too far, and you can find that harmonious sweet spot for yourself? You're going to be feeling really good, and you're going to be seeing all the things that you want to manifest and create sort of coalescing around you without as much effort, and you're going to get in a real harmonious flow. Okay, great. Let's check into Virgo. All right, May for Virgo. Yes, this is looking awesome. So I just want to mention that I pulled three major arcana cards for our Virgo friends this month. So this means this is a massive month. Anytime we see three major arcana cards, it's like, yeah, we can talk about what's going on situationally, but this is also a month of huge growth for your spirit's journey, for your soul's journey. We have the Magician, which we saw already once before. We have the Star card, and then we have the Moon card. So a couple of things. Again, I mentioned this for Taurus, but in case you didn't listen, this is a month for you to create for the benefit of you. What do you want? How can you use the tools and the mastery that you've gotten this far to harness your power and direct it to create and manifest whatever it is that you want? This is not a month to play it small. This is not a month to put others before yourself. If you're a people pleaser, we got to break that habit. We want you to focus on you and what makes you feel good and fulfilled. With the Star card, this is like such a breath of fresh air. It's a sign of hope. It's also a sign for signs. So look for signs, synchronicities, gentle nudges. But more than anything, it's saying you're in the right place. You're at the right time. Everything that you've been doing is great and it's paying off. So just stay the course and don't second guess yourself, and know that your future, your past self has provided for your future self these wonderful opportunities, and you're going to feel really great and powerful in that. Then we have the Moon card. So I do think that sometimes this month you're going to second guess yourself. You're going to maybe explore and dip into some of the shadow sides or some of the insecurities. I will also say that you might be having some interesting dreams that will give you insights to your future and insights to where you might need to grow and heal. So I would say, like, as much as you're on the right path and you're powerful and you're creative, every once in a while you might dip into this self-doubt. That's okay. It's just showing you where you need a little bit more healing and growth. And it's showing you, now that you've got this level of attainment, here's sort of some of the steps that you need to take it to the next level for the next phase. All right, Libra. Let's see what we got here. Oh, nice. This month for Libra is all about friends, family, community. That's it. We've got this Six of Cups, we have this Ten of Cups, and then we have this Four of Wands. So I would say, like, really prioritize friends and family, especially old friends, siblings, like people that have been around for a long time and that mean something to you. And I would say if you have any sort of like grudges or any sort of reconciliation that needs to be made with broken relationships or hardships or things that you've been sort of maybe avoiding confronting because you're a Libra and you like everyone to be happy and balanced, it's time, like, you're in a optimal time to sort of heal and repair if that's what's needed. It's also showing, like, make sure you go to family events, family reunions, graduations, weddings, like all of those places of celebration and milestones is going to be feel really fulfilling for you. I would also focus on reciprocal relationships. So really doubling down on those people that are there for you too. Those people where it's like you give and you get and you give and you get and you don't feel depleted, and maybe don't necessarily invest too much into those relationships that feel one-sided. But I feel like you're going to be very content this month. You're going to feel really good about yourself and others, and you're going to want to be surrounded by people who get you and have known you for a long time. And I would say use those people to help you sort of mark your growth and progress, because they knew you when and they see you now, and see if you can get some feedback on, like, you know, how you've grown and changed over the years. All right, Scorpio, please be clear. So we've got some hard energies and then we've got some really positive energies. So here we go, Scorpio. We have the Five of Cups, we have the Nine of Cups, and then we have the Fool card. So I think we're going to start off the month sort of feeling really kind of emotional and maybe grieving. There might be some emotional loss or hardship that you're going to have to process as we roll into this month. You're also at the halfway point of your personal new year, right? So most of Scorpios, you know, all of us, October, November, we're right in that halfway point in Taurus season. It's like the counterpart to us. And so I think what I would do would be to recommend you kind of at that five, this is at that five, that halfway point, sort of look at how are you feeling emotionally? Like, are you feeling good and full emotionally or not? And I would say that for many of us, there's emotional discontent or disharmony. And that's not the vibe. And so it's time to make some of the steps that are needed and maybe letting some things go in order for us to feel with this Nine of Cups emotionally fulfilled, really happy, really content with ourselves. And it's saying this will feel like a whole renewal. This Fool card means that we step into this sense of possibility and potential, and like anything is possible. And so I would look at life in a very grand scheme. I wouldn't limit yourself. I wouldn't think about, you know, what can't happen. It's how can we make this happen? And the first step to that is sort of getting real with how you're feeling, and your feelings are going to give you so much insight into where you might need to shift and shuffle so that you can feel more content and you can be ready to start anew. All right, let's get into Sagittarius now. All right, Sag. Okay, great. So we have the Eight of Wands, Two of Pentacles, and Seven of Pentacles for Sagittarius. So you might start the month feeling a little bit stifled. This is energy when we feel mentally trapped and like we can't see our way out. We're not sure what to do. We might be feeling down or victimized or criticized by others. And we're just really dying to, you know, spread our wings and express ourselves fully, but we feel really shut down. And so what I'm seeing here is like this need to rebalance and restore ourselves to kind of break free. The Eight of Swords, it looks kind of gnarly, but swords, remember, the suit of the mind. And so it's really just us or you, like, holding yourself hostage here. So let's lay the swords down. Let's actually get out of our heads and into our bodies and do practices that make us feel really grounded and really balanced. And that's sort of the antidote, is like to drop into the body and not sort of ruminate in the mind. And it's showing here with some patience and some kindness to ourselves, we can feel like a whole, you'll feel like a whole new person at the end of the month, but you might start out feeling kind of stifled and rocky. the key again is like getting into your body, using your body to process and transmute, moving your body, things of that nature, I think will make you feel a whole lot better. All right, Capricorn. All right. Ah, interesting. I say interesting because we see the same Eight of Swords as we just saw. So for Capricorns, we have the Ten of Pentacles, we have the Eight of Swords, and we have the Hermit card. So you start out the month feeling very abundant. I love the Ten of Pentacles for Capricorn, or earth sign, lots of earthy positive energy that's happening. And you are really focused on all the gifts that you have in the world, all of the financial rewards of your hard work, just really feeling full. And then we kind of slip into this victimization sort of energy again, where we start to feel stifled and not really being able to express ourselves, maybe not feeling accepted, and being really hard on ourselves mentally. So the antidote for you, which is a little bit different than the advice I gave before, is to go inward. I would say it's time, take time this month alone. Take time this month where you're able to be introspective. Maybe it's journaling, meditation, like all those practices that you know to do. Because what we're seeing here is there needs to be some integration. There seems to be like a big dissonance between these two things. So to me, it feels like you actually have a pretty great and abundant life, but you're not able to see it that way. And if you can take some time alone and reflect, perhaps you can actually get right with yourself and understand how wonderful things are and how to like stay in that feeling of prosperity instead of this feeling of victimization. And I think you have to do that by separation and sort of solo work this month. All right, Aquarius. Let's see what we got. All right, yeah. Aquarius, this is looking really good. So this is the month, sorry, I'll just tell you the cards first. The Eight of Pentacles, we've got the Queen of Cups, and then the Ace of Cups. So what I'm seeing here is like you guys have a lot of skills that you've developed over the past little while to be able to deal with your emotions. And you've got the tools and skills, and you're able to be really receptive, emotionally mature, able to be there for people. It's also saying like these skills have helped you increase your intuition and your sense of confidence in that area and being in the flow. So this is the month to really allow yourself to be wide open emotionally and to offer your heart to people, to offer connection from an emotional place. Don't be afraid of going there with folks. It's cool to be vulnerable. And by you demonstrating that vulnerability, people are also going to be vulnerable and open to you. I'm just really proud of our Aquarius friends because it seems like they've done some really great work and now they're reaping the benefits of that emotional openness and connection and heart-centered space from all of the work and the tools that you've been practicing. It's really paying off now. All right, Pisces, last but not least. Sorry, this is really nice for Pisces. I love this for Pisces. All right, we've got the Star card. We've got the Lover's card, and we have the Three of Cups. So I would just say you are in the right place, right time. You're in a really wonderful situation. Like when you look at yourself and where you are, no matter how, I say it a wonderful situation, but no matter how you would evaluate the situation, it is purposeful and it is great. It will help you, you know, see through the long game when it comes to fulfillment and contentment. The Lover's card means to me that this is a great month to be dating, to be investing in your relationship. If you're in a relationship and you're wondering, should I be? Is this the right person? Usually this is an indication the Star and the Lover is like, yes. If someone comes into your life this month unexpectedly or as you're dating, and it feels really good, follow it through because it might just be your long-term partner. We're seeing here with the Three of Cups, like really celebrate. Celebrate where you are. Hang out with other people. Be social. This is really a great month for you to get out and about and to just be with people that you love. I think that's also the key for Libra this month. So maybe our Pisces and Libra's friends need to like hang out, but really focus on that. Love life is like a really, really perfect place for you to focus. I think you can get a lot of success and momentum this month with that focus. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening to the Taroscopes for May of 2024. This is also a reminder to listen back to the April Taroscopes and see how those resonated for you. And I will see you again next month. Bye.
Oh no, Aries. accidents happen, and it looks like you got left out of this round. Don't worry, we've still got you covered. Check out the show notes for your taroscope, and we'll see you next month.